Hello, everyone, and welcome to Audio Mo Day 27 for June 27th, 2020. This is Darcy here, and we really are in the home stretch here. Only three more days after this. It actually has gone by pretty fast, I have to say. So I was thinking, well, actually, I was looking at all my news feeds, all my RSS feeds, and I haven't looked at them in a couple days, and so this is a story that was around a couple days ago, and it's another Apple thing. I said I was going to try and talk about Apple stuff, but this is I think you can kind of make it more of a general thing if you wanted to. So the rumor is, there has been a rumor for a while that when the new iPhones come out, that they won't include headphones in the box, and I don't know whether that will be true or not. I could actually see them going either way with it, because I know there are a lot of people who don't need the headphones, either because they have existing headphones or because they just don't use their phone with headphones. It's probably hard for anyone who would be listening to this to understand, because, you know, we all are really into audio and, you know, use audio on our phone a lot. But a lot of people don't. Like, I know a lot of members in my family and people in my girlfriend's family and, like, friends and stuff who never use their phone with headphones. So I can kind of get that. I go back and forth on whether it's a good idea, but I kind of get it. The new rumor, though, is that they also may not include a charging brick. They'll still include a cable, but they won't include the charging brick. And I just don't think that's a good idea, if it's true. excuse me. I read an article sort of in sort of defense of that, and the article was saying, you know, well, a lot of people have, you know, tons of these already, and it probably doesn't matter too much. And they talked about, like, environmental waste and all that. And you know, the waste thing is definitely a valid point, but not everybody has, like, a surplus of chargers. I think you should, when you buy any sort of device, you should get the bare minimum of parts necessary to work it. Like, you know, maybe you're not getting any other cables, but certainly a power cable and a charger. That seems like an important thing to have, you know, just in case the person doesn't have one. Because, you know, sometimes when you get a new phone, you're selling or giving away an old phone. And if that's the case, you may be giving away a charger with it. So you may not have a surplus of chargers. Now, I was thinking a lot about this, and I realized when I got my new phone last year, I still have never taken the charger and the cable out of the box, because I had existing stuff that I use and everything like that. So, I mean, it's not always the case, but I think, I'm sure there's enough people who, when they get a new phone, that they use the charger and the cable to make it worth including. The only way I can see it them being able to get away with it and not have, you know, a PR disaster, like, anytime. Because Apple has had a history of, sort of, over the years, they stop including things with their phones. The only way I can see them not doing it is if they say, well, you know, we don't think a lot of people use it, and they cost $20 if you want to buy them separately, so we're going to make the phones $20 cheaper. And, you know, if you want a charger, then it's the same price it always is. I can't see Apple doing that. I can't see them just deciding, you know, millions of phones do they make every year? And, you know, $20 a phone, I mean, that's a pretty big number. Even for Apple, that's a big chunk of change. So I can't see them doing that, but that's the only way I can see them doing this and not have any sort of backlash. So, we'll see. Maybe I'd be interested to know. I don't actually know if anyone listens to these or not, but if you do listen, I'd be interested to know on Twitter if you do, when you get a new phone, do you use the charger and the, like, the power brick and the cord and stuff that it came with, or do you always use your own stuff and, you know, the new thing that comes with it just stays in the box or goes in a drawer somewhere? It would be interesting to know that. Anyway, those are my thoughts for today, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.